Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Girl in Green by Derek B. Miller. Read by Will Dameron. Part 1. An Early Spring, 1991. 1. Arwood Hobbs was bored. Not regular bored. Not your casual, rainy-day, cat-in-the-hat-style board that arrives with the wet, leaving you with nothing to do. It wasn't post-fun or pre-excitement board, either. It was, somehow, different. It felt rare and deliberate, entire and complete, industrial and inescapable. It was the kind of board that had you backstroking in the green mist of eternity, wondering about the big questions without searching for answers. And it wasn't in short supply either, because it was being dispensed like candy on Halloween to Arwood and others like him at Checkpoint Zulu at the rim of the Euphrates Valley in the heart of Iraq by the world's largest contractor of boredom, the United States Army. How long had he been bored? How long was he destined to be bored? Arwood couldn't even muster the motivation to care as he melted over his machine gun under the hot, hot sun that was pressing down on the sandy sand around him without a raindrop in sight and no one offering to cheer him up. The M60 machine gun was the perfect height for leaning on. It was probably the perfect height for firing, too, but Arwood had no proof of that because he hadn't fired the gun since qualifying on it. And there was nothing to aim at, because everything was far away.